We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tzedakah, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas Tzedakah. What Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran Tanina, Torah Tzadik Aleph, about Chochma Yiloh, Chochma Tato, and unifying them, and thereby bringing about Shlemus to the Levona, which is the Chochma Tato, the Malchus, is all tied into the mitzvah of tzedakah. Ki inyan tzedakah hu lamalos pegimas v'chisorin halavona shehu b'chinas chochmatato. Because the whole concept of tzedakah, charity, involves filling in the defect and the deficiency in the moon, which is the moon represents chochmatato. Because by filling the need or what's lacking by the oni, the poor person, as the Torah uses that wording, that's the wording in the Torah, that when you're dealing with a poor person, you should see to it to give him what he's lacking. So we see this term, which is applied to the Levana, to the moon, is the same term that's applied to a poor person. By filling in what's lacking in the poor person, we are also filling in what's lacking in the Levana, in the moon, which is the Chochmatato. Ki halavono bechinas chochmatato, bechinas chochmas shloimoi, hi bechinas knesses Yisrael. Because the moon is symbolic of the Jewish people. It's symbolic of the Shechina, which is called Knesset Yisrael. Ukeshi Yisrael aniyim heim chas v'sholem. And when the Jews are in a state of poverty, whether it be financially, whether it be spiritually, azay hu bebechinas miut v'chisoron halavona, then we refer to it as a lacking and something deficient and missing from the moon. And when we fill the need, that which is lacking by the poor person, whether it's Klal Yisrael or an individual poor person, through that we fill out the moon. And then the moon, which is the Chochmah Tato, can unite with Chochmah Yiloh. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 32, Ashrei maskil eldol. Fortunate is the person who gives sechel to a poor person, dollars of extremely poor person. Rav Nosson Zal says, look, it doesn't say gives money, it says maskil. Maskil daiko. Ki tzedako hi b'chinas moichim. Because charity is a concept of das, sechel. Because by giving charity, by a person providing the needs for a poor person, whether it's money, clothing, food, you're providing for the chochmatato, which is another word for the oni in this case, Vinismale halavona, and the moon is being filled out. The moon is also chochmatato. V'oilo hashchina kaviyochol miagolus, and thereby you're involved in taking the shechina out of golus, out of its exile, out of its yerida. V'azai mischaber chochmatato b'chochmeilo, and then the chochmatato can join, can hook up with the chochmeilo. V'shoifea chochmeilo. And what happens is that the Chochma Ilah shines into the Chochma Tato a flow of Seichel, Chochma Moichin. V'alkein, therefore, Hatzdoko hi Bechinas Moichin. That's why Tzdoko is also referred to as Moichin, because we said that Tzdoko starts this chain reaction. When you provide for the physical needs of a poor person, when you give him Tzdoko, you're causing this whole chain of events that we just mentioned here. Bechinas Ashrei Maskil Eldol, as the Pasuk says. Fortunate is the person who gives Seichel Moichin to a Dal. Because when a person is poor, when a person is lacking financially, that person's in a state of constricted consciousness, moichen de katnus. When you give that person, you bring a smile to that person's face, you bring joy to their heart, which is expanded consciousness. That's moichen de gadlus. That's this maskil eldol. Kal yedei hatstoko mischaber chochmat haTorah b'chochmei lo u'mekabelas misham chochma moichen kanal. Because through tstoko, you're bringing together the lower chochma with the upper chochma, and the lower chochma is receiving chochma and moichen from that upper chochma. Kal yedei hatstoko malin ashchina migolus kaviyochel u'memalin p'kimas halavonik kanal. Because through tstoko, we elevate the shechina from its state of exile, and we fill in the deficiency in the moon. V'alkein hatstoko hi mitzvah gedoyla ma'oid ma'oid. And for this reason, tztoko is considered a very, very special mitzvah. V'hishkula k'chol ha'toyra k'chol ha'mitzvahs. And the Gemara says in several places that tztoko is compared to the entire Torah put together. Ki ikra kol ha-toyra v'ha-mitzvois hu rak l'kasher chochmat ha-toyra b'chochma ilo. Because what the entire Torah and mitzvahs is really all about is uniting chochmat ha-toyra and chochma ilo. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how this happens. Ki mitzvois ha-toyra he-meluboshim b'chol ha-dvorim shel zeh ho-ilo magashmi. Because the mitzvahs of the Torah are all related to the physical things in this world. Kigoin tzitzis. Let's take, for example, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Michutei tzemer. It's made from wool, which comes from sheep. And there's machinery that's used. There's machines that are used to cut, to share the wool, and to process the wool, and to sew it, and to knit it. So that's all the olam hagashmi, which is being brought into the mitzvah. The mitzvah is derived from there. It's accomplished through materials and interaction with the physical world. V'chein tefillin me'or behema toira. So too tefillin comes from the leather of a kosher animal. U'kiyotze boze b'chol ha-mitzvois. And the same thing is true about all the mitzvahs, that they're all involved, they all involve the physical world, usually. Validei shemekaimen vo'oisen ha-mitzvois alidei dvorim gashmi mizeh ho'ilam. And by a Jew performing mitzvahs using physical items from this world, alidei zeh nase yichud niflo v'hischabrus gomor. Through that he accomplishes an incredible unification and a connection. Shemeschaber chochmat haTorah b'chochma ilo. He's uniting the chochmat haTorah, which is this physical world, with the chochma ilo, which is the Torah. Ki meschaber hachius v'hachochma shel zeh ha'olam shibchinas chochmat haTorah. He's attaching the things that exist, the physical knowledge, the knowledge of the physical world, and its components. He's attaching it to Chochmo Ilo, Shehi B'chinas HaTorah V'Mitzvahs, which is the Torah and Mitzvahs. Again, because as an example of tzitzis, you need knowledge to know what wool is, where you get it, how you raise sheep, at which point you share the wool, what to do with the wool once you've shorn it. This is all in the category of Chochmo Tator, the Chochmo of this physical world, the Olam HaGashmi. And when you take that wool and use it to make tzitzis, you're attaching it to the Chochma Ilo, which is the Chochma of the Torah. Me'achar sho'isem mitzvah min ha-Torah ayidei dovar gashmi mizeh ho'ilam. By performing a mitzvah of the Torah using gashmius ingredients, gashmius components of this physical world, you're bringing together Chochma Ilo and Chochma Tator. V'zeh b'chinas yichud kudshe b'richu u'shchintei, shenasa al yidei kol ha-mitzvot shel ha-Torah. And this is also another way of defining the terminology that's used, l'shem yichud kudshe b'richu u'shchintei, to unite HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is synonymous with the Torah. We know the Zohar HaKadosh says, kudshe b'richu v'yisrael v'orais achad hu. The Shekhinah, there are many different definitions of what the Shekhinah is. one of the definitions, one of the ways that we look at the Shekhinah is the presence of Hashem in the physical world, in this world. So that the sheep and the, that's all part of the Shekhinah. And when we take wool from sheep and we make a mitzvah from it, we make tzitzis from it, this is one of the ways that we're uniting Kudshei Baruch Hu u'Shechinteh. Aval al yedei tzedaka nase ze hayichud vaheschabrus shel chochmatato b'chochmeilo b'shleimus gomur ma'oin. We just said that in all mitzvahs you're doing this. Rav Nosson says, but you should know when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedaka, you're doing this on, in an incredible, incredible, solid way. This union between chochmeilo and chochmatato. Ki tzedaka hi bechinas zu mamish. Because tzedaka is actually, we're going to see tzedaka is mamish, the chochmah tato and chochmah ilah coming together. Ki ze he'oni hu bechinas chochmah tato. Because the oni is a real perfect example of chochmah tato. Shehi kaviyochel ba'anius vedalus kemuva. Because we know that the term chochmah tato, which is a nickname for the Shekhinah today is in a very impoverished state. It's extremely poor. It's lacking light. It's lacking what it needs to have its shleimus. That's why we see the moon go through its phases, where the moon, it rises to a fullness, and then it shrinks and goes down, down, down to almost nothing. Bebechinas miyut halavona, the concept of the decrease of the moon, bebechinas golus Shekhinah kaviyachol, which symbolizes the Shekhinah, the spirit of Hashem, Hashem's light being in exile, being shrunken. Valyidei shememale leheoni hachisorin, and by filling the needs of the oni, all the things that he's lacking, by filling those needs, we're also filling in, that's what's lacking in the moon. And when the moon, the Shekhinah, when it is bishleimus, when they are complete, then it's ready to get out of exile. Ki ein lohem yeniko mimeno me'achar she'ein lo chisoron v'ibishleimus kiyadua. Because the sitrachra, the left side, the klipos, the tumah, cannot draw from the moon or from the Shekhinah when they are complete. It's only when they're lacking, when there's a chisoron in the levona, when there's a chisoron in the Shekhinah, then the klipos can attach themselves to it and draw energy, draw strength from it. When the levona, the Shekhinah, the chochmah tato is bishleimus, then the klipos cannot draw from it at all. V'azai, kishebchinas chochma tato, bechinas levono b'shleimus kaviyochol, azai mischaberes im chochmo ilo. When the chochma tato is shol, it's complete, then it unites with the chochmo ilo, umekabeles shefa hamoichin mei chochmo ilo, and it receives a flow of sechel from the chochmo ilo, v'chol ze nasa al yedei hatzdoko. And all of this is accomplished through the mitzvah of tzedakah, shehi bechinas hashpo shemashpia lehoni. That's this flow that the wealthy person gives to the poor person, whether it's money, food, clothing, or encouragement, any type of charity. That is mashpia to the oni, to the poor person, lebechinas malchus. The oni is synonymous with malchus, bechinas chochmah tato, which is synonymous with that lower chochmah. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, that we know that every Jew is part of the malchus of Hashem. It's brought ein melech beloyam. You can't have a king without a nation. A guy walks into a room and nobody's in there and he announces he's king. You lock him up. Belongs in the crazy house. King over who? King over yourself? Although that the truth is, that alone is a very high madrega. Most people, unfortunately, don't accomplish them. Are not king over themselves. Their Yetzirah rules over them. But that's a separate discussion. For now, king, malchus, means requires others. Rule over whom? Rule who accepts your authority. That's Malchus. So every Jew is part of the Malchus of Hashem. And that's why when a Jew leaves this world, when a Jew passes away, we say Kaddish, to show that we recognize that the Malchus of Hashem has been diminished. It's been decreased. Before, Hashem had 500 members. Now he's down to 499. He has one less. And we fill that in the Kaddish, where we say, Yisgadal v'yisgadash shemei rabo. May Hashem's name, which is his Malchus, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchuso, the name is the kingdom. It says by Dovid HaMelech, Vayas Dovid Shem. So we want Hashem's name to be made whole, to be filled in. That lack that occurred by this person leaving, we want it filled in. We know that Hashem's name for Malchus is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Odon, Odon means ruler. The word Oni, a poor person, is two times Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, to show that he's even closer to that Malchus of Hashem. He's a major manifestation of this Malchus of Hashem, which today, while we are in exile, is in a fallen state. We say, Horachmon hu yokim lanu es sukas dovid hanoifolis. May Hashem restore and lift up the sukkah of Dovid HaMelech, the house that is fallen. The Malchus today, the Malchus of Hashem is fallen. It's in the hands of Russia and America, all these clowns, Iran, they're the Malchus. They seem to be the ones who are the supreme powers who are going to dictate, who are dictating what goes on in the world. Rachmon Alitzlan. So we see that the Oni represents Malchus, Chochmat HaTor. When we pick him up, we're picking up the Malchus. When we fill him up, when we fill the lacking in him, we're filling what's lacking in the Malchus. When the Malchus becomes full, it's ready to be plugged into the Chochmah Ilah. Ki hamomoin v'ho ashirus hu b'chinas Chochmah Tato. Because money and wealth is usually associated with Chochmah Tato, Malchus. B'chinas b'smoila oisher v'chovoid, the left side, which is associated with wealth and kovoid, Malchus, melech ha-kovoid. So oisher, money, kovoid, all of those things are associated with Malchus, the left side. Ki chochma ilo v'chochma tato heim b'chinas yomin u'smoil ki yadua. Now Rav Nosanov throws in another piece of information that we spoke about this in the previous halachas about right and left. Now Rav Nosanov gives us another example of right and left. Chochma ilo and chochma tato are also examples of right and left. V'alkein, al yedei shenoisin leha'oni momoin, and therefore by giving a poor person what he's lacking, what he needs, giving him money, al yedei ze mashlim b'chinas chochmat hator. By doing that, we're filling in this lack in the chochmat hator. Vazai ischaber malka b'malka, and then these two kings, Chochma Tato, which is called a king, and Chochma Ilo, which is also sometimes called a king, these two kings can unite. Ukedein kol nehiru v'chol shlimu v'chol chedu ishtekach. And then all kinds of light, and all kinds of perfection, and all kinds of joy are prevalent. Ukedein, and then we have the fulfillment of the pasuk Vaterev Chochmas Shloimoi. The knowledge of Shloima HaMelech grew. The Israbias Shloima HaMelech is the combination of Chochma Ilo and Chochma Tato. He was Melech and Chochom. He was king on a physical level, and he was also the greatest Chochom. He was a unification of Chochma Ilo, Chochma Tato. And then the Israbias Sierra, the moon, grows. V'nim tokin kol hadinim, and all harsh decrees, all judgments of Hashem become sweetened, v'niz batlin, and eliminated, v'nim shochim chasodim gdoilim, and it causes a flow of tremendous kindness. B'chinas tzedoko v'chesed. We see that these two usually go together in the Torah, tzedoko and chesed. By giving tzedoko, you generate a flow of chesed, as he explained in this paragraph. Because by giving tzedakah, you fill in the chochmah tatoah, you prepare it for its union with the chochmah ilah, and when those two get together, the whole Midas Hadin is nullified, and we're zoche to receive a flow of chesed from Hashem.